Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place. They used to do it out in the park. Every place that said his name, it rang an alarm. Otherwise known as Mean T-Tom. A brother who's known for his rap, Jabby Jack. Larry Ladd, third, least not last. A cool brother by the name of Gaz. They brothers made you get loose. They were down with a brother called Cousin Bruce. They used to jam in the center. You had to pay so you could enter. Go to the door, get to get in. And if you wasn't from this town, then you couldn't fight and win. But every time they had a jam, they couldn't get no peace. So that's why the jams out there in the park, they had to see, cause you was in
the bridge.
Why don't you wise up, show all the people in the place that you are bright. Make this here one jam that you do not start no fight. Cause that is one thing that we all must see done. And if you start some shit, your ass had bet to run. Cause you're in
the bridge.
the bridge, we'll keep rocking if the beat stop rocking. The bridge, we'll keep rocking if the beat stop rocking. The bridge, I keep rocking till the beat stop rocking. The kids, keep rocking till the bridge stop rocking. The kids, we'll keep rocking and the bridge stop rocking. The bridge, I keep rocking if the kids stop rocking. The bridge, we'll keep rocking till the beat stop rocking. The kids, we'll keep rocking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
Peace, God.
Hold as well,
you up under the store real quick, God. What you doing over there, God? You know,
yeah.
We got to make it back to the rest. You know what I'm saying?
What time you got?
God, it's about 4:30, God. You
man.
Already know what it is, God.
I got to hurry up, man.
You too?
I got to go, man. I got to go check out the council show.
Council show. Let's
hey,
go.
Yo, it's almost 5, so you know I got to go. Because I got to go check out that Nellyville show.
Making it home is my priority. Must make it to hear the council radio show. Get an aggressive part of me.
Hopped on the scooter and I headed up the Fifth Street. Seemed down on the bus when the bus nearly hit me.
I'm looking at my watch, the bus seemed to be trudging. Looking towards the window, watching Big Show, you bugging.
I made it home and I did it in the nick of time. I'm feeling good like I just passed the finish line.
I jumped off the bus, giving the driver a few words I cuss. He deserves, can't stop, I'm in a rush. I'm running people, I'm bumping, I'm not hearing nothing they say. On my way, this show here be jumping. Holding my house keys, have my wisers in the freeze. My earth talking to me, baby, please
click the link, then I wait to hear Nellyville. Shout out to my people doing it, yeah, without a deal.
My family's independent, they're moving like a giant. Can't be held by any small-minded, we're defiant. Council, radio, word out, come on. Council, council, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Nelly!
Ha!
Coolie! BlogTalkRadio.com!
Council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune in to the council.
Hello, hello world, let me welcome you to Nellyville, where we play the records, hot as peppers, never chilly chill. Feel the space, I really feel. Never know, listening, you can probably get some air.
Court is in session, all rise, it's a new day. The radio won't play, it's okay, we found a new way. I'm calling all artists, give your records to the DJ. And no, you can't forget about the old school Tuesday. Yeah, and for your auntie and your granny, oh yes and daddy. Break is on the camel. You can take this one for example. Crazy, lady, yeah, he's filling my pecs like Rambo. Nellyville, yeah, that's my famo. He got it on lock like Django. Whoa, council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune in to the council.
It's epic, epic Saturday. Celebrity interviews, 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 interviews. Bump it or dump it Thursday. Who can win or lose, win or lose, win or lose? Is it you? Is it you?
Council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune in to the council.
Council, won't you come fuck with the council?
Don't play the radio.
I just tune into the council.
Whoa, what up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? What is due? You tuned into the council radio. Nellyville show. I'm your girl, Nellyville. Give you that heat from the indie to the industry. Today, whew, is the industry. Oh, my. I'm so excited. Y'all. But before we go get into who going to be in the building, we got to get some shout-outs. You know, we got to get a shout-out to DJ 7, that team in the mix. Got to give a shout-out to my family, the council. Peace to the gods and the earth. Man, shout-out to hip-hop. Because today, yep, y'all, we got legendary statuses in the building. We got MC Shan calling in at 6:30. Whoa, I can't wait. It's going to be mad crazy dope. Crazy dope. We got things in common, me and Shan. We got things in common. So can't wait to get that going. You know, everybody need to pay attention. You might learn a little something about hip-hop today. You never know. At 7 p.m., we got Tito Jackson calling in. Wow, another legendary status. Just had TJ Jackson, which is Tito's son. Big shout out to TJ. His song is hot. But Tito Jackson got a new EP dropping, and it is fire. He has an amazing single. Oh, when y'all watch the video, man, y'all need to stay tuned. Every hitter is on that song, so stay tuned. First interview is coming up at 6:30. Hey, MC Shan, man, y'all, I'm excited. I'm excited about this interview. I'm gonna show you how excited I am. Let's see how excited I can get, because his new track is fire. But hold up. Wait a minute. Let me throw something in it. Y'all know MC Shan made the first slow track in a rap. Y'all know I'm gonna run that, right? Yeah, I just wanted y'all to know that I'm gonna run that today. But first, we got to start off with this scratch. Y'all know, man, if y'all wasn't grooving in this, I don't know what you were doing with your life. Well, I was listening from the basement.
All of his beats and my rhymes attached. From the new creation, call them all a scratch. We always see it at a positive core. His beats, my rhymes combine a force. I say it's like a force, cause the force is strong. And if you think we're weak, I'd say you're wrong. All your other DJs are a bunch of jerks. Smalley, give them an example how a DJ works. If the needle wants to slip, it's the needle he'll catch. The A is the letter that you set apart. I wouldn't call it beat music, I would call it art. The R just stands for the way he rocks, which is 24/7, around the clock. The L is for lyrics that I write, when put to beat, sound out of sight. The E is for every beat he makes, which sucker DJs persist to take. Don't play with the Y, cause it isn't a game. You ask why, did he put the other beat to shame? After this, there shouldn't be a story to tell. At the end of that, M-A-R-L, this paragraph here has come to an end. Marley, can we hear your funky fresh scratching again? Marley. I never got caught in the game of tag. My name is MC Shan, no need to brag. MC brag about the self all through their rhyme. You can see I got quality, won't waste my time. If I did not mean it, I wouldn't have said it. I'm gonna give the man behind the wheel some credit. I'm not trying to say that he can't be beat, but Marley Marcus stand on his own 2 feet. Since a DJ like him is on demand, Marley, won't you get on and show him where you stand?
Not like the rest.
Many fortunate MCs have a DJ like this. Every time I grab the mic, I always have a plan. He's DJ Marley Marl and I am MC Shan. Combined with fresh, this you must admit. Don't want to ever hear you say we ain't worth jack. To be a DJ or an MC, well, it isn't no thing. If you ever want to learn, then just give us a ring. your best, because a man like Molly just does not fit. In that battle, you must give your all, but just be prepared to take your fall, because a lot of DJs already tried. There ain't been one yet that's qualified. To think you can beat him, you must be nuts. Just listen real close to a scratch and cut.
Shout out to everybody on the West. Happy 420. I want to see who this is on the line. You're on the line with Nelly. What up?
Oh, hey, Nelly. Bam. What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear this.
Yeah, this is Royce. I was just calling to hear some NC Shan and whatnot. And some Tito Jackson. It's going down tonight. It's going down.
Right, it is going down. You know I appreciate y'all. I didn't even notice the number. I know you be tuned in. Tuned in, zoomed in.
It's all good. It's all good. All right.
Okay.
Continue to rock.
Right. So, okay, everybody that's listening, we only got like 10 minutes or so before Shan calls in. So, I don't know if people don't know this. Shan was the first one to rap a slow song. First one to ever do it. Yep, and he got a video to it. Matter of fact, I got the song. Want to hear? Here it go. Left Me Lonely. Let's go.
Leave us. Would you believe I cried? And it hurt so much to think of how she lied. I shared everything till the very last penny. Something that you really can't do with many. Since this young lady was such a big winner, I treat her all the time to a candlelight dinner. Have the violinist play a real sweet song, and she never showed a sign that something was wrong. My boy used to say, man, shit, I'd quit her. But she seemed so happy every time I'm with her. We used to hold hands and walk in the rain, and all the days I fell down, she'd ease my pain. This was just too far-fetched to believe, to think that my girl would just up and leave. Imagine that, I just couldn't, cause I knew deep down in my heart she wouldn't. All of a sudden, a lot of things changed. She started acting funny, I mean a bit strange. We had little squabbles, arguments, fights, watched stories in the days, and stayed out nights. I say, baby, where you been for all that time? And she cuddled me close and say that I be the one that she called her only, but she ran with another man and left me lonely.
Girl, why'd you have to leave me that way? I love you to this day, and it hurts to think of the words you used to say.
She put it to me plain, couldn't put it no clearer. Lipstick written on the bedroom mirror, said I'm leaving you now, and I know that you'll miss me. You're probably saying, damn man, why she dissed me, but you see, I felt that it was time to go. Then I packed my bags and I'm leaving, so you take care, and I hope you live long, and don't worry, cause it's nothing that you did wrong. You'll find the right girl, someday you'll see. But I'm the type of woman that must be three. I said, why me? And fell to the bed, reached for the nine and put it to my head, and thought about the words that she once said.
Shan, you know that you're my one and only.
But she ran with another man and left me lonely.
Oh, girl, oh my girl, why'd you have to leave? Leave me so. Oh, girl, you broke my heart. Oh, you drive me wild. You leave me by myself. Oh, by myself. Girl, I don't know what to do. I'm so mad. Girl, you drive me wild. Oh, so wild. Oh, baby, you drive me crazy. You leave me by myself. You leave me all alone. By the phone. Girl, I don't know what to do. I'm so mad. Girl, you drive me wild. Oh, so wild. When I saw you baby, makes me want to try. Girl, break it down. Break it down. Girl, I don't know what to do.
Sweetheart, I'm talking to you and no one else. I just want you to know that I'll do for you.
I'm on how I feel and what's on my mind. It's you that I wanna be in my life, and if it's possible, you will be my wife. I'll lead you in the right direction, of course. Never play you out, so there's no loss. I'll be your love daddy, just wait and see. That me and you, we were meant to be. Like a queen, cooking clean. Get your bubble bath ready so I can rub you with Nyseam. And watch how gentle I'll be when I rub your back. And after that, there's dinner and cognac. A little romance for the quiet storm, and a lot of loving for the whole night long. I'm gonna caress your body and give you a kiss, and rub you down where you've been missed. Nibble on your navel and kiss your thigh. Play with your hair, cause I'm gonna love her. Well, I don't know, it's the way that I am. Introduce me to your mother and I'll say hello, ma'am. Well, I don't know, it's the way I was brought up. Respect my female and never get caught up in a anymore. It's you that I want, and it's you that I'll do for. Since we both know what we want, let's get it together and fly like two birds of a feather. Cause I'ma protect me and look out for my feelings, and that's why I always try to be loyal and gentle, laying left. Observe the females in case I must sleep camp. And if I have to break out, you don't deserve to live the good life and love the black hummingbird. It may be sexy, but it is true. If you try to talk me, then I'ma adore you. But if you treat me right, then I'll treat you with open arms and a rose just to greet you. Love you dearly, respect and care for you, my dear. So how could you ignore the way I feel is real from the start? So I stop playing games and master the art.
When I shoot, cause a bitch bought, I got bitches in my DM, writing the cop, please. First case I cop, writing the cop, please. Always had a gang of bitches trying to box me. If I did the same thing, no bitches would lock me. I ain't pressed for no views, I started my own shit. Give a fuck about that chain, I got me my own kit. I ain't tripping about no lessons, it made me a strong bitch. Not to mention fake is something I can't get along with. Labels scared to find me, they say I'm a liability. I be smacking bitches for playing with my ability. Fuck who ain't feeling me, I got this far without him, I got it, I mean that literally. Lost a couple people, 2020 was a cold year. Almost lost myself for my nigga, but my soul here. Crashed a couple times, I'm not sleeping like I drove here. The devil coming different forms, I'm careful who I hold near. They praying that I fail, so I'm careful who I told here. Niggas always cotton, so I'm careful what I show here. Always got my guard up, can't say you see me fold here. Careful when you buy me, cause I do not have no hold there. They say, life's a bitch, I'm just hoping she a bad one. How bitches hold their kids when it's a blessing if you had one. Fuck being second, cause that's equal to the last one. If bitches being bitter, then that's equal to a mad one. I don't listen to nobody unless you got some money from me. You can take a lot of shit, but you can't take no money from me. I'm a West Side legend, these bitches ain't running nothing. Still a West Side bitch, so tell them I come from nothing. Used to mob to the stove, about five to my name. It's crazy now I walk around town, it's some change. It's crazy how these bitches bow down with a name. All that dick sucking, tell them calm down for a bang. I'm a hustle every day for them nights that I saw. Askin' mama, do she got some money on her car? I came a long way from putting money in my bra, not swipe. I don't even check if money on my car. I can tell who ain't real, it ain't my job to expose. Bitches hating like I'm paying, I'm a job to these hoes. No, I got ducking, I'ma flip some. Old niggas calling like they bout to hit some. You barely get my time, how you think you get some? Back to the line before I send your bitch something. I get messy on them. I hold niggas when I see them and get texts from them. It's your BM, I don't need them, get your texts from her. Bitch, you talk to gas money, you ain't flexing nothing. If it's needed, I'ma shoot it, I ain't passing that. I got bitches out, so tell them bitches knock it off. I got bitches ducking from me like they blocking cars. I pop bitches into my boy that popping off. I do the dash on these bitches and don't stop at all. Well, head, I got a messy mouth, we fucking till we mess the couch. I don't do no messy couch, we fucking in a messy house. But nobody lets me out, we hold our own, just us alone. You know what's on with some Patron when I bring messy out. I'ma make them sit back or push their wig back. If you ever cross me, you gon' wish you never did that. A lot of shit I can't respect and won't forget that. I drove 11 hours when I found where bitches live at. I'm a hard body, you a nobody, ho, probably fucking different niggas.
Yeah, a woman's highest calling is to lead a man to his soul, so as to unite him with source. Her lowest calling is to seduce. Don't get caught slipping, sisters.
She was a beauty queen with finer things, always wore designer jeans, only mess with ballers, now men in the minor leagues, mesmerized men with a swagger and a smile, she break her right in and then she pass them to the pile, sexual attraction, intellectual distraction, she'll leave your brain dead before you get to know her action, her curves was majestic with a mocha complexion, her words was poetic, she was close to perfection, she take you for your papers if you leave your guard down, love is a movie and she's playing a part now, everywhere she goes she leave a trail of destruction, and if she was a queen, she wouldn't sell ya seduction. Before you commit, fellas, better test the roots. Change your ways, sisters, before you're destitute. You were born with a purpose, deeper than your surface. Don't get caught slipping, cause it ain't never worth it.
Baby girl, got all the rights. For my ladies all across the globe. Women, make sure you're respected.
Valuable is when the drama begins. We're talking never put a woman over money or friends. The weakest of men teaching brothers how to be niggas. Preaching the fallacy to my sisters is hoes and bitches. That's man's lowest calling. Pathology, matriculation. Imposing your will on sisters with manipulation. The oldest profession, my boldest confession, is the world's a matriarchy. Put the queens in position. Kings protect the queen's strong arm, that she may walk a pathway upon this earth unharmed. That's the highest calling in this battlefield. The black woman is God, that's what's real. Through her womb, life begins, through her heart it returns. Her safety and well-being is my greatest concern. Destroying and building mental conceptions of men and women, cause falling short of your higher self is my notion, it's flipped.
Baby girl, girl, baby girl, girl, got all the rights.
What's for my ladies all across the globe?
Women, make sure you're respected. Baby girl,
truth revealed, it's harder to accept that our children learn from us and follow in our steps. They see right through you, not accepting your disguise. But when they grow up, they use deception on lies. Because it's in your hand to put them on the right course. That's why as a woman, you were meant to be the source. Whatever that you teach them will be your legacy. Keep your head up and be the best that you can be.
We owe it to our sons to properly shine. So that when our time sets, they'll rise with divine state of mind. Boys to men from a prince to a king. Not a yourself, Moses, for Godhood. Supreme being, teach them respect for queens, protect the queens, cause she's the best of things, sweetest nectarines, the man is the mind, the woman is the thought it contains, they bring forth the idea, the trinity is ordained.
I wish life could be a dream. Sometimes to see it all as a dream.
my piece of heaven. I swear you're too good to be real. Sign me up, just you and me. And sign me up, no need for sleep. So help me, I can tell if I'm living or dreaming. It's beautiful,
it's so beautiful.
And sign me up. Maybe you know that this feels so good.
tuned back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Of course, MC Shan had to reschedule, so you know we had to keep it moving. So I want to give a shout-out to TJ Jackson, because his song Insomnia going crazy. Nisha Nashay, big shout-out to you. We still got another interview coming up at 7. Let's see. Ride with me. Young Lot, y'all. I interviewed him. He's so dope. I'm excited.
What are you waiting for? Got me excited. Ooh, it's coming on. Baby, let's get it on. What are you waiting for? Got me excited.
She got me excited.
Ooh, you turn me on.
You turn me on,
baby.
Recognize game, that's a real fact. It don't matter what side, if it's real rap. East side, west side, baby, feel that. In the back of the Phantom, you can relax. Shorty with me so she never get pre-taxed. Smoke a little cookie, almost relapse. Harlem World, is where my be vamp. But the bay, is where we keep the tree at. Come on, my, you know there's no cap, no. In the game, we call it romance. She stepping with me like she's trying to slow dance. You know I'm cold, I really don't hold hands. You know I control the program, and I will unload the whole hand. Flood game, you know who I am, and you know I'ma need my rest.
What are you waiting for? Got me excited. Ooh, you turn me on. Baby, let's get it on. What are you waiting for? Got me excited. Ooh, you turn me on.
Turn me on like the money do. I got the bag, so it don't matter what you wanna do. You got my back, so I'ma watch what's in front of you.
I got it.
Grind back to back so I can never front on you. They think you slipping, they don't know you got the gun on you. And if they tripping, then they know what I come to do. When I pop up, I make them feel uncomfortable. My lady, I bet them hitters gon' come for you. Just left Oakland, now I'm heading out to Frisco. Real pippin' here, I knock a let her go. Tell us to light on her toes, I make a tiptoe. These get small change, I get that big dough.
That ain't enough, homie.
Loaded, they know I keep a clip full. Lock the spot down like a pit bull. They know I love to gamble like a pit bull. The game is be sold, not told. You know that's
you
true call.
Got me excited. Ooh, you turn me on.
I'm on get-go. Everything gets froze, this Calypso. I just bought the spins and they don't rent. So 100 in the bag, I'm on the gas to get more. Took a flight and hit Harlem on it. Topo said it's a go, so we ballin' on it. Yo, yes, we ride S-Class. I'm heavy around the hip, get no pass. I'm a hero, stingy with the Nero. Baby, wanna be down. Hit something to sit on, never trip with them clowns. Crack like windows, shorty by my side, she real. I'm talking 10 toes down. I be styling on these, styling on these. I keep the tools, so I'm wildin' on these. I'ma keep it cool, push, play, get richer. Come on, my, I know you get the picture.
These not me, they don't see things how I see. Presidential, I'm rolling, and you know I'm ballin'. Step like water, it make me go harder. I don't like all the cameras, that's gon' get me going. Got me.
Classic Sound Production.
It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex in the car, better make you wet. You say you about to punch from the kiss shit. I promise that thing you'll never forget. Yeah, it's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex in the car, better make you wet. You say you about to punch from the kiss shit. I promise that thing you'll never forget.
I met baby on the tour bus. I wasn't looking for love. First love wasn't worth the fuck. He cheated on me. He got caught. Never leave me lonely. Now little baby on me. He approached me with a bag full of bandos. Said I could have it my way. That's Mando. New Romeo. Call me Juliet. Made it official. And then we left. Hop in that photo Bentley. He's so fine looking something like Nipsey. He got diamonds tatted on his body. Flings up the cookies. Got me feeling naughty. We on this lit, Mr. I miss this. Baby really on and he own it. Mr. Romeo, I'm his new bitch.
It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex in the car, better make you wet. You say you about to punch from this good shit. I promise that thing you'll never forget. Yeah, it's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex in the car, better make you wet. You say you about to punch from this good shit. I promise that thing you'll never forget.
Yeah, I'm on my new school shit. Stay hitting licks. Baby, keep me with a bag, not a bag full of tricks, but a bag full of chips, with a tight grip, Romeo Juliet, he even gave me the password to the gram, blowing on gram, fucking off bands, real nigga shit, he really my soulmate, it's really rare, I fuck on the first date, hey, I'm really on the 2K shit, really mobbing with my nigga Midtown, bitch, no need to prove I'm loyal, to the background check from the soil, I'm street. I'm solid, like concrete. What the fuck you mean? Back on the scene, Romeo and Juliet. Baby came back so we can bleed.
Hot sex in the car, better make you wet. You say you about to bust from the good shit. I promise that thing you'll never forget. Yeah, it's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex in the car, better make you wet. You say you about to bust from the good shit. I promise that thing you'll never forget. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what I'm thinking. Now I mean one tech. That's what I'm thinking. I gotta give it to him. Yeah. Huh. It's like this. Huh. I spit that flow. I give him the chills. I ain't gotta be famous to be on gangsta grills. I got that street work like Derek for real. No Vannaway, how I spin this wheel. I'm from the era where you gotta have skill. Bulletproof lyrics with mass appeal. A lot of y'all write but don't spit that real. Niggas overdosing, taking them pills. New York zone, Man of Steel. Hardcore renegade, I'm in this field. Beastie Boys, I'm licensed to kill. Focus on the paper, I'ma get these mills. Brooklyn City Wrecker, straight from the Mecca. I've been flawing off Henny and Dr. Pepper. 2018, now who's the hot stepper? First lieutenant, you know the trendsetter. Reign supreme, any type of weather. Charging promoters up just like David Guetta. In and out of town, catch me overseas. On the islands, looking at palm trees. This is classic, like sporty thieves. These my mind thoughts as I'm choking on the trees. Sorry that I kept y'all waiting. No other artist has been anticipated. A lot of y'all niggas is really outdated. When hell freeze over, your boy is here to change it. No mumble rap, y'all hating niggas complaining. I'm never selling my soul, so I'ma keep banging. The game dead, I don't have to keep explaining. Gun up in my hand, so I'ma keep aiming. One tech on the beat, you know I'm maintaining. The game is on me and I'm tearing them out the framing. Your haters don't like me, so I'ma keep raining. Working out, I'm on this money training. Since 94, your boy has been gaining. I'ma do me, you know I'm never changing. Funny niggas, you just like the raining. I'm going all out, I'ma start naming. It's a drought, you know I got clout. Boy Scout is back here to turn it out. You in danger, here to show my anger. From the hood to the block, this one is major. You never gonna stop my paper. You crossed the wrong one, it's danger. Rap cops on my top, I got the flamer. Talking racist shit just like Kramer. Snitching on me, you need to sign my waiver. This is my bars and thoughts up on the paper.
About her all the time. Can't keep a sexy ass off my mind. Heartfelt hugs with some juicy kisses. On vacation, taking the flies pictures. Bought a me left same day that she did. Zayn said he seen her fluxing with some new kid. I want her back, now I'm flying and scheming. She living the best life, I'm home daydreaming. No place to bomb or would rather be. Between your legs where it's nice and warm. In a heat wave or a thunderstorm. If the weather's frigid in an ice cold blizzard, my door's always open for you to come visit. Have you spread out on some smooth silk fabric. Play the force of these with a touch of blue magic. It's a small step for I have you with. Not a part on your body I wouldn't lift. From your head to your toe I go nice and slow. Run for your girlfriends that you're dealing with a pro. Yeah, I got you smiling, you know I be wildin'. I'm from Stapleton, stand down.
Welcome back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, just sitting here chilling, waiting on Texas. I'm like, okay. So we got MC Shan rescheduled. I'm waiting to see what's going on with Tito Jackson. But while we wait, we know, y'all know I got to do it. I got to play MC Shan's new song. If y'all haven't heard it, here it go. Bounce.
Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll, pop it when she drop it, make it rain, go on show and make it bounce, bounce. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll, pop it when she drop it, make it rain, go on show and make it bounce, 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 bounce. Shorty in a G-string, pulling on my zipper, singing in her ear, I'm in love with a stripper. I wanna feel her, touch her where it tickles, fucking with her mind while she grinding on my pickle. Pussy's all that's on my mind, girl, what you doing to me? Shorty got me hooked on the way she shake that ooey ooey. Mm-mm, good, bet it's nice and chewy. Pussy bought her everything way before she knew me. Boom, boom, dropping it in sync. Shorty better watch it, cause I'm about to spill a drink. I was drinking Grey Goose, shorty on Patron. Pictures of a pussy all up in my phone. Shorty, she a freak, she already admitted. Looking at it shaking like Jello when I hit it. Shake it side to side, now shake it up and down. Before you pop it, baby, won't you break it to the ground?
Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, shorty, make it bounce. Shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show and make it bounce.
Let me ride, let me take it for a spin. Say that I'm a lucky man, cause she got a twin. Go on, mama, toot it up, all make it shine. She wanna make it beat it up and treat it like it's mine. Shorty make that pussy pop while she on the pole. Watch her on the way down, she way she make it roll. Shorty so fly that I'm tricking on a friend. Money in a bun and spending hundreds like they tens. Shake it to a love song, she don't need a booty track. All I throw is money at her, she throw me that booty back. Shorty, she a freak, and she know I know it, cause she always make it pop right before she throw it. I don't wanna keep the pussy, I just wanna borrow. Hit it with the ding-a-ling and bring it back tomorrow. Told her that I want her, ever since I seen her. Let me hit the pussy, I'ma catch a misdemeanor, girl.
Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show and make it bounce. Shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show and make it bounce.
You tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. So, you know, we got them now. So, you know, let me bring them in. Let me bring them in and say, Shan, I love you, Shan. I love you.
I love you, too. I love you, too. Look, here, get your spaghetti. You get your french fries, and then let me do what I do.
Right.
Here, watch out, Hope. Let me put that chair right here. All right, eat your food. Y'all know I've got, you know, I'm juggling life.
You juggling life. Okay, so I just played Bounce. So, you know, man, MC Shan, we got a lot in common. So, first of all, I want to say lyric. Whose name is lyric?
That's my daughter's name.
And that's my daughter's name. That's why I was like, we got something in common. Both our daughters' names are lyric.
Well, we was thinking alike.
Exactly. I was like, Jada, okay, that's her name. If it's a girl, it's going to be lyric.
Look, all my kids got a little rendition of me. Little Shan, Deshaun. I got one name totally after me, except instead of giving him a second name, I said, you a prince. So he's got prince in front of my whole name, and I ran out of derivatives. So it's like, well, lyric.
Right. Okay, so I have an old album on my wall. I want to know if you know what it is. It's the New York City Crazy Def Jam.
I was cold chilling.
You on the album, MC Shan, Red Alert, Marley Marr, everybody is on this album. And I got a record player, but I don't know what's on it because it's really old. I was wondering if you know.
Look, that's okay, but that just tells me that somebody got paid somewhere that I don't know about, and thank you for putting me on that.
Okay,
I'll make sure to cut you in a percentage of anything that I can recover from that situation right there.
Okay, that's a situation. So, look, let's get into some questions. Now, I want to know, when you first heard hip-hop, how did it affect you, and who was it?
That was our music. I heard it in the park with people that nobody ever heard of except if you was from the neighborhood. The local MCs that rhyme like, yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop with the radio voice to the tip top. So that was our experience. And see, I came in where when I was growing up, we didn't have a music of our own. We listened to our parents' music on Sunday when mom was cleaning up Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. We didn't have a music that was ours. So
right.
When hip-hop came around, that was our music. We incorporated all the artists that we heard our mothers play on Sunday and our fathers play when they get in their mood and get a little tipsy, and they play their music loud, Al Green, and we start hearing the breaks and chopping those records up, and that just became our music, which they call hip-hop. But it ain't what they playing today, though. That ain't what it was.
Nah, that ain't what they playing today. No.
That's for sure,
so,
for sure.
When did you realize, okay, so how did you know you could do it? When did that come when you said, I can do this?
Well, it just came naturally. We was out on the bench, me, Shante, and a whole crew of us. Every day we would just be out on the bench freestyling, honing our skills, didn't know what we were honing them for, but every day we out on the bench freestyling off our head, rhyming 24 hours a day. People talk to us, we answer them in rhyme, you know what I'm saying? And Shante blew up. Shante came off with that Roxanne's Revenge record.
Right.
So now Shante was one of the crew, but I'm like one of the top tier, you know what I'm saying? I was killing everybody on the bench. No disrespect
right.
to Shani, but I was, you know.
right.
I'm like, yo, if Shante did it, I'm going to do this. And I told the rest of my folks that was rhyming with me, I said, yo, I'm going to make this record. Y'all either going, nah, Molly going to jerk us. Yo, Molly going to jerk us. I say, well, for this first go round, I'd rather get jerked and get a record than to not get jerked and not have nothing. And to this day, all them same folks, I say, yo, get on this record with me. They still look at me like, yo, nigga, I should have got on that record with you.
Right. Because I'm like, okay, so you are the first person that I've ever heard rap a slow song. The first one to ever do it. Nobody's ever done it until after you. You did it first. How you feel about
but
that?
It was Andre Booth's music and my willingness to do things that was outside of the box, creating my own entity, my own lane, doing this and doing that. And this is why my whole career gets lost in nostalgia, because you could never say, oh, MC Shan was a gangster rapper, or MC Shan was a this kind of rapper, or MC Shan was this, because I did all of that. I did freestyle. I'd burn you in a freestyle. I'd make records like Left Me Lonely. I'd make records like Sunshine, Walking on Sun. I'd make things that was, but still, and to prove that, Play It Again, Shan. That album right there, that came around at a time where every media, even the record labels that we were signed to, didn't have confidence in hip-hop. Oh, it's a passing phase. It's not really music. So what I did with that was, oh, y'all think we only about sampling? Well, I started playing bass lines and this and that over and taking their music and making it into a song. I did house music. I did all kinds of things. And I took the bullet for hip-hop for doing it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you set your album, play it against you. No, if you wasn't there, you wouldn't know what was going on. Warner Brothers spent the biggest budget ever in hip-hop
right.
to make that damn Play It Again Sham video.
Wow. Man, this is still, like, amazing. Because I watch your lives on Instagram all the time. I'm like, I feel like I know your favorite drink. So I said,
he's drinking Moscato. There you go. But now, look, I've got a new passion for this fruit infusions. Man, I found it when I was in Panama Beach. I came home with an empty bottle, and I told my gas station dude, I said, you got to get these. Next week,
okay.
He had my passion fruit.
Okay, so look, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to hit you up in the DM, though, because I make bottles out of candles. And I sent NC8 one. I can send you one,
You make candles out of bottles. You said it in reverse, and it just hit me that way because my brain just thinks logically. It's like as soon as things hit my brain, it's like, I can't help it. It's a fucked up trait I have.
You caught that. So I make candles out of bottles. I'm going to send you one.
All right.
So
all right.
That's the promotion. So I need y'all for that.
Look, just send me the bottle, right? And I'll put my own candle in it.
That's funny.
Funny, but I'm dead ass serious.
Seeing a whole 12-pack with a candle inside. I will send the candle. So I want to know about the crew with Marley Marr.
That was just normal rivalry on a friendship level. That's what kept everybody in the Juice Crew on their toes and everybody that was in this industry at that time on their toes. Where now you can get cats that'll make any old thing just because they feel like it and the people are going to accept it because there's so much of it. See, back then, there was only like 25 of us or 30 of us. You could put the whole hip-hop game in one room and that'd be that. But now... And everybody in that era, you think about it, they had their own style. They had their own pizzazz. They had everything. It was all different.
Right,
you know what I mean? But nowadays, it all sounds like you can put five records on from five different artists, and it's going to sound like one long mixtape.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So, these artists that's out there right now, I know it's somebody that you may like. Who would you love to work with?
No, I don't. I don't listen to none of that. I don't listen to nothing. I don't listen to anything. I'm telling you what my main goal in life is right now. My main goal in life is not to have to do anything hip-hop ever again.
But love it?
Until it pays the way it's supposed to, I'd rather go make money in some other place, legitimate money. I ain't talking about doing no dirty, underhanded stuff. But
right.
I'd rather be doing something else, somewhere else, and not have to deal with hip-hop at all. Because of the politics, it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? An old-school artist like myself can't come out with something and have it pumped through the veins of whatever. You see, I came out with that little bounce joint, right? And it got a nice little catchy whatever.
Yep.
But you think
the
DJ is going to go ahead and it fits right in with your club. You could mix it right after Cardi B. You get what I'm saying? But do you think they would do it? Oh, no, they wouldn't do that. Why would we try and, you know, bring you out of obscurity? Because your right. next record you drop probably going to be talking about some real flip script hip-hop rhyming off the, you know what I'm saying, off the chain.
Right.
And now he screwed us over the first one. He made us think he was simple, and now he came with that blah-da-da-da. I'm happy
right.
what Jadakiss did. Thank you, Jadakiss.
Oh,
I love
you. Thank you.
Jadakiss, let me give you your flowers. But, man, I'm looking like that, but still, in the same token, Jada, you made me have to go ahead and do my joint acapella.
Right.
But
exactly.
see, there's a different reason. But look, there's a different reason why I sing over my vocals. Because however many years ago that I did the bridge, I could still say, you love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started. And you would think that it was the record. And so what I would do was I would have the DJ dropping down the vocals as I'm singing live, and people would be looking like, hold up. But now Jadakiss then changed the whole JD changed the whole thing. Now everybody got to start singing their lyrics for real.
So, man, that was the best verses I've seen so far. That was the best hands down.
Let me tell you what that versus did. That versus right there made everybody see the fakeness for that it was. As they saw the fakeness, it's commercialized, this, let's go pull somebody out that we can make. Whenever you see some of these people that you see in doing this versus, you wouldn't even put them together in a class.
Never.
You get what I'm saying? You would never put them together, but now they paying. You think they will pay me and Chris to do a versus as much as I be hollering, Chris, let's do a versus, yo. It's about money now. You think they want to bring me and Chris out of obscurity to give us a check? Because they paying them a couple of $100,000. You get
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's not Swiss Beats in them no more. Now they done sold it to some corporate entity and got their money. You can't be mad. And that's the rumor. Allegedly sold
right.
it. But that's how business go. Because
right.
now if they paying and they just putting together whatever, that was all cool when it was coronavirus lockdown and nobody had no entertainment.
Right. Right.
Now y'all doing it in Madison Square Garden? Okay. You think them seats is free? You think they opened up the door and said, y'all come on in. We're going to have Jadakiss in the locks against Jewel Santana and these guys. Dipset. No.
Man.
So you think that Jadakiss and Dipset was going to do all of that, looking at all these people in these seats that were paying, not free seats, not open the door and let these folks in. You think they was going to go for that? Oh, heck no.
Yeah.
for that.
I agree.
But hold it. But see, in the honor of what real hip-hop is, instead of paying attention to that video of Jadakiss keep disrespecting or just flipping and doing what hip hop do on stage.
Yeah.
Look at the video of P. Styles and Cam'ron having fun talking crap afterwards. That's what real hip hop is.
I've seen that.
You see what I'm saying? That's what real hip-hop is, where you'd have those out here, oh, they should, you know what I'm saying? When I got to give Jewel Santana a big freaking props for the simple fact, you know how that would have went down. Somebody snatch your hat off. Somebody snatch my hat off. Nope. You know what I'm saying? That right there, now we done took it to a whole new, what you call it, do what you got to do. But see, Jewel Santana set himself up by being in the vicinity of this man while he was doing his set. Dipset, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's what it means. Dipset, nigga. Dip when he's on his set. You know? So, but in the same instance, I got to give it to Juel for not turning around. And you know, but that man, we've been doing this for years. You know what I'm saying?
Years. So years. Wait, if they asked you to do one with Schooly D, would you?
I already battled Schooly D. Schooly D is my man, and we battled back in the 80s. We had a big concert in the Philadelphia Spectrum, New York versus Philly, and just so happened that my partner Schooly School was my opponent. You know.
Okay. I love him. I interview him. He's so mad dope.
Look. Schooly is still my partner to this day. His number is in my phone. I could call him in 2021 going into 2022 as if it was 19, whatever.
Right.
We can switch from 20 back to 19.
So I can ask you this question and you will know. Who's the first gangster rapper?
Cool G Rap.
It's Schooly D. Gangsta.
Everybody say Schooly's cool. No, Schooly was the first one mentioning all the name brand and doing his thing. Mr. Hustler
right.
on the low. He ain't put it out there like that. But G-Rap was Rikers Allen, Rikers Allen. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Mr. Don
right.
Corleone and Bill. G-Rap was the first gangster rapper before NWA started all that across there. But see how
okay.
NWA got a hold of that is because we used to do shows in California. Okay? And G-Rap,
right.
they seen G-Rap and like, hold up, we could be gangsters on records too?
right.
Listen, let me tell you something. I was there, all
right?
I was right. there when they were doing whatever they was doing with Luke Skywalker, all that. So I watched the game after me. All these come after me in close proximity. Not like
right.
5 years later, not 7 years later, but in close proximity. Okay?
Right.
So
right.
L.A. might have been doing that gangster rap over there just like we was doing it, and it's on tapes and in the neighborhood. But we didn't know about it. G-Rap was
right.
the first gangster, even if they was doing gangster over there, because G-Rap was the first one kicking it on the records just like that.
Right, right.
Just like I was the first one to ever mention smoking weed on a record. You want to go back and check that on my Kesugi Zang, bang, bang, dong, bang. Once I'm done putting heads to rest, I'm probably one of the first rap artists to ever do a reggae transition.
Wow.
Look, and two accolades in one. First one talking about weed on a record, and the first one that did a reggae transition.
Wow. So I heard that you was a journalist, too. A journalist. Can you elaborate?
I'm an oral journalist. I don't write nothing down, whatever come out my head, and if you find it written, I didn't write it. That's somebody else talking about what I just said. All right? So it's an oral journalist. So in order to catch my magazine, you got to watch my Instagram. And if you don't watch my Instagram, you won't see my magazine.
Oh, yeah, I watch it all the time. So, yeah, I'm tuned in. I be trying to have me some wine too. I say you remind me of my uncle,
right? But there's nothing. I still take care of my children. I do what I do. You know what I mean? I'm just living life, and I'm not letting anybody tell me how I should and how I shouldn't. I don't tell
right.
people that you don't wake up tomorrow and go to work. Stay home. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me what to do with my life. I'm not telling you what to do with yours. But
right.
I ain't going to get up tomorrow in the morning and go to work. I can tell you that. Bet you that.
Right.
Because I'm
going right. to
make my own way. I've already learned how the world works, and I'm going to make my own way. I'm going to bust your ass. When I get
right.
off the phone, I'm going to bust your ass. I'm tired
okay.
of buying stuff for you when you break it. And, yes, that's the way I talk to my children like Louise taught me when I was young.
Okay.
You get wrong, you're going to get it.
MC Shan, I understand my son is a business owner. He got me a house. And my daughter, Liz, just graduated with her master's degree. So I already know.
See?
I talk just like that to get where they at.
And now, look, I don't want anybody to think that because I speak to my son like that, that I'm a different, or, oh, he's a man, please. Come on, let me tell you something. The best thing that ever happened to me was my mom's disciplining me when I was wrong.
Right.
That
right.
was the best thing that ever happened to me. It taught me the consequences of life that you're going to get each and every day. All
right.
Right? You do good, you don't get your ass whipped. You mess up, you're going to get your ass whipped. When you
right.
do right in the world as a grown-up, you might not get your ass whooped, but there's a consequence for the things you do. You run
yeah.
out here, you want to rob and steal and sell drugs, what's the consequence? You're going to jail. Most
okay.
important lesson my mother taught me, and it came at the end of a belt strap. So whoever mm-hmm. want to mess with me about ooh, talking that, you ain't got no kids, so shut up and don't talk to me until you got at least five.
All right.
Because I got nine. I got nine.
All right. Look, Shan, we got Seven on the line. I know he want to ask a question. DJ Seven, what up?
Yo, what up, Nellyville? What's up, my man, MC Shan? How you feeling?
I woke up this morning. I don't got not one complaint in the world.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. I know y'all probably been, you know, cracking up and throwing all kind of jokes and stuff, but I want to ask you a question. I'm going to kind of take you back, 2014. The Crush Groove in New York, you and Roxanne Shante. How did you feel rocking the stage? Set it up for us, how y'all came out and blew the stage up.
It was no different than any other day. That's something that kicks in when you get there. You know what I'm saying? See how you see me each and every day on Instagram? That's me up until 20 minutes before I got to get on stage, because then I got to get my mind right. But it's just normal, you know what I'm saying? You go up there, I sing the same songs I've been singing for 20 years, blessed enough to have a career that lasted with such, you know, that I can still
oh,
sing
yeah.
songs that I made 20 years ago, and people still embrace it. So I'm good.
Okay. So I'm going to take you back. I'm going to take you back. Okay, what made you come up with the song "Feed the World" in the title? What? How did that come about?
That was something that MCA wanted me to do, and at that time, I was an independent artist doing things on the side. And here comes May James. May James was the program director at WBLX. Which me doing that record right there gained me a slot on BLS that when every time I made a record, I had a slot already cut out for Shan. But May James came to me and they had all that "We Are the World, We Are the Children," right?
Yeah.
What they wanted was a rapper to do something. And they said, "Do a Feed the World, Feed the World." All right. But now the thing was, I'll do Feed the World for you, but now y'all distribute some of my stuff. But when Feed the World came out, they didn't even know how to work with that because it was so early in the rap game that the promotion department didn't know how to promote it, didn't know how to speak about it, didn't know none of that. And so for them to continue doing business with us when that didn't work wouldn't have made sense. They made us go in the studio and redo the bridge. Sounded like total garbage. If you heard that version of the bridge, it won't be the one that you sitting back. There's another version that was on the B side of that Feed the World that I wish I wouldn't even mention. But came the turning point in our business relations, because y'all don't know nothing. Y'all think because y'all made that in Molly's living room, it's not of quality. Let's take it to a big 48 track studio with all the SSLs and all of these digital processors, and we're gonna make it a real record. Man, shut up, move, yo. So when y'all so listen, I'm gonna take y'all back to a famous line. So when y'all say, hear Chris say, "You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack." Don't believe that. And if you think that hip-hop hat is start out in Queensbridge, Big shout out to my partner, Chris. I talk a lot of crap about Chris, but y'all got to understand it's the game of hip-hop. Just like Jadakiss called out the Locks, I mean the Dipset, and behind stage they was having a good old time together. That's how real rap music was. It's not about okay. when, oh, and we wasn't into just, if you said it on the record, you was going to get responded to on the record. It wasn't going to be about all I'm meet you in front of your house unless it was really that serious.
Okay. So another one, I'm going to just keep hitting you with some of the tracks. What mindset was you in when you came up with the song It Don't Mean a Thing? And how did you come up with that title?
I answered that a little while ago when I said that the industry and everybody was acting like that hip-hop wasn't a force to be reckoned with. All right, so okay. what I did was I took a popular Cab Calloway song. Oh, Warner Brothers okay. was over ecstatic about that. Forget about that hip-hop you're doing. We're trying to change you, but now you got to understand why Warner Brothers was trying to change my image. They was trying to turn me into the Fresh Prince, okay? They were trying to change my image into this clean, tuxedo-wearing, you know, don't mean a thing. I had my part in it because, you know, I seen what the industry was. But that was their way of cleaning Shan up to from Down by Law. If you go from Down by Law to Don't Mean a Thing, you see that it's like a whoop, a big 380
oh, yeah.
degree. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, like I told the story that people can look up, MC Shan says he was going to be the Fresh Prince first. Yes, I was going to be the Fresh Prince first. But it was a perfect match. Shan is on Warner Brothers. Benny Medina is the head of Warner Brothers, whatever the heck. He also was, also all of a sudden, my executive producer on my albums. And I'm looking at Ty and I'm like, yo, who is this dude? You know what I'm saying? And then I called up to Benny one day while we was on tour down there in Cali. And I said the words that I wanted to say out my mouth. That might get us banned off the radio if I said it, but I looked at him in his face and I said, yo, homie, I don't play those games. And we know what the hell I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's going to be naive and whatnot. So right there, that blew my spot for Fresh Prince. That blew my chances of me being on Warner Brothers, because if you notice after that little incident that I talk about, Shan was immediately cut from Warner Brothers. Bam, you're dropped. But yeah, that was, you know, that's another story though. But it was like, yo, I wasn't down for the game. I might be a $20 million movie star right now too, if I probably would have played the game. I'm not, and you notice I didn't say play the game right, because ain't nothing right about playing the game that way. I'm sorry to tell you.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep, already know, already know. Again, okay. How
so
about?
So just know. That even as I speak, my nigga, I don't talk, yo, I don't speak with a full car. Yo, listen, this is how it is. I ain't with all that. You know what I mean? Ain't no flip-ups. That's what it is. I don't mess with that. No shape form.
Okay. How about, there was a song that you had wrote. It was called How I Feel About You. How did that come about, and who was you talking about? And who came up with that title?
If you understand how a real creative artist is, I can make a situation in my mind and make it whatever I want to make it and make it sound good too. You dig what I'm saying now? Because you can look at the song that I made, Cocaine. You think that this is what happened, but it was a girl there. Cocaine ain't never talked to me like that, but I made you believe and perceive that it did.
Yeah.
See, that's the skill of a real writer, opposed to some of these yes, yes, y'all dudes that y'all used to bigging up. All right? Well, so how I feel about you, like I said, that was me not being scared to do something outside of the realm of what people thought. I always did what I wanted to do. I don't care. I felt like making a song called How I Feel About You in the heights of hardcore hip-hop. I'm going to do it. I don't care. Later for what y'all saying. Y'all following me anyway. I was the one. I'm y'all favorite rapper. Believe that. Don't let them tell you anything different.
Okay.
Because between Melly Mel and them, look, between Melly Mel and the new generation of Rakims and Canes and whatnot, there was me. And I showed all of them what it was to be smooth and different. Because before me, everybody was yelling, rock, and rock the barrels. You know what I'm saying? That was just the way rap music was. Everybody was yelling, run on down the line. There was a few smooth rappers, Spoonie G and them, but there was, you know, that's just the way they were. But their lyrics weren't high tech.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then I come along,
yep.
All of his beats and my rhymes and text, using my regular voice that I talk in, not tuning into a radio voice, not yelling, because I don't care how much you yell on the mic, you could be yelling a whole bunch of bull crap.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm so smooth. I ain't got to yell, shawty. I'm smooth with these words, yo. I'm not the type of dancing rapper. You want to dance, go listen to Kane and them. They do the dance music. I'm the type of person that's back. You got to listen to my job. I'm going to nod your head like, ooh, did he say that? What?
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I'm saying?
Like,
if rhymes were food, a main source for living, you would swear that every line of my rhyme was Thanksgiving, and I wrote that back in 1988. You dig what I'm saying? You see how I mess with the metaphors. Don't play with me, yo. I'm about to turn into Jadakiss on y'all. They talking about, yo, Shan, BET want to do this cypher with the Juice Crew. I'll do the cypher with the Juice Crew and y'all sending that beat. All right, I'm going to turn and flip on every one of y'all. Y'all keep y'all messing with it. All right. Okay,
I ain't
the pinnacle of this. Let me show y'all how and why I'm the pinnacle of this Juice Crew thing right here.
I know the Juice Crew. Did you throw the laws on them, the Juice Crew laws on them?
That's what I'm about to throw on them, the Juice Crew law. Break it down, yo. This is how it was from the beginning. All y'all are secondhand back in the, you know, after everything was built and whatnot. So I'm going to get on that, yo. But see, they trying to play me because last year they asked me to do that. I said, I ain't doing nothing unless y'all give me a check. But see, now you got to understand how they play rap artists. They like, yo, it's a good look for you. Man, I don't want to. I look good without your stuff. You get what I'm saying? And so you want to tell me it's a good look. Now, here we go a year later. Y'all know what I told you last year, what you think the situation has changed because of COVID? Nah, I'm rolling in bread, shorty. I ain't wanted, you know what I'm saying? I was building buses in the middle of COVID, taking my RV out on trips during the middle of COVID when everybody locked down. So don't look at me like, oh, I'm one of these other old schoolers that, oh, we can give him $200 or just give him a shot to be on. No, you can't give me none of that, shorty. It ain't worth it to me. I need some bread to feed my kids. Y'all ain't going to keep on selling us for $1 million. Okay, how much you think they're going to get from advertising during that 15 minutes of that Juice Crew cypher? Oh, and y'all ain't going to give me a penny? I'm not the businessman like that, so if y'all think that what it is, y'all pay me, I'm going to burn everybody. Watch this. But if y'all don't pay me, I'm not going to be on the Juice Crew cypher, so I'm answering that question now so that just like when people say, well, Shan, why wasn't you on the symphony? Well, I'm telling you why. Well, I'm not going to be on the Juice Crew cypher on BET because they're going to make millions of dollars and they're going to try and act like my diamonds ain't real.
Man.
Y'all better cut it out before you get it. I'm telling you, stop it right now. Do I come to your school and mess with you? I'm working. Don't come mess with me. Listen, I'm closing the door. That's it.
My son is out here yelling. Hey. Now, since this little, you know, with your son's coming in messing with you and all that, that kind of coming to this song, right, that I'm about to say. The song that you had came up with.
Hold on. What's the matter, baby? It's okay. All right. I know. It's okay. It's all right. You're not bleeding or nothing. Go punch him back in the face.
He hit you. You hit him harder, huh?
That's as far as I am. I ain't. Look. Oh, he did what? All right. Don't come bring it to me. Just go punch him back in the face.
You know? That's where it started. A song, you know, it was called "A Mind Is a Terrible Thing to Wait."
It sure is. And I find that a lot of people out here are wasting their minds. You know what I'm saying? Well, I say, Sham, well, you drink a lot. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, because I know you had a song that was called.
Let me tell you something. So let me clear that up for people, too, also. Oh, they say, oh, Sham, you wake up and you be drinking. You know what that is? That's a luxury for me because I can't do that. I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have anyone to answer to except for these two little ones right here. What, you punched him in the face and he punched you back? Okay, all right, your finger. Come here, baby. Let me kiss it. It's all right. It's okay. Daddy will be finished in a minute, all right? Oh, boy. This is the life right here.
I know.
And those are not my grandchildren. Those are my sons.
Oh, okay.
2 and 3 years old.
Oh, okay. My grandkids is 3 and 4.
I know. They got nieces and nephews. They age and a little older. I don't know what I was thinking. It must have been good that night. I don't know. hold on. The greater thing of it all is still works at my age. Thank you very much. Applause. Everyone. Clap, 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 clap. If not, I'm clapping for myself.
Okay, I got one more for you. You did a song. What was the state of mind when you came out with this song? It was called "Give Me Freedom."
Because it was like a diss record slash boom. Because everybody, you know, you got turmoil in the Juice Crew and whatnot. So I'm MC Shan is what I'm called. I stand tall and brave. And me and Molly, I'm always as close as a shade. My rhymes lock jaw like a pit bull bite. Suckers always try to sleep on me because I look light. See, them is the kind of lyrics I was kicking back in the 80s. You know, but people want to look past that. But, that, you know, that was my frame of mind. Now, you want to get to one of my greatest achievements that I ever did? It was outside of hip-hop, and that was producing Snow. And Farmer, you know, say that is Snow Miyaga Blam. I lick it, boom, boom, down. Take them on the seat, you know what I'm saying? That was one of my greatest achievements right there.
Yeah.
That record has got me in the Guinness. Hold it. Let me pat myself again. That record has gotten me into the Guinness Book of World Records twice. Not once, twice. I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for that song. And it went how many times platinum when it came out? 2019, Daddy Yankee redid it over. I bought a bus.
Yeah. Well, personally, I think, and I'm quite sure there's a lot of other people out there, the biggest accomplishment for us is that you was able to bless us with your talent and your God-given talent. And you can. And
well,
you
I'm thanking
going.
You for that, but I'm telling you, the hip hop is not. Look, anybody that's out here getting into this hip hop game, what I can tell you is this: get in it, get your money, and move on. Don't think that you're gonna be out here 40 years old, 50 years old, getting the same money you was getting. That you know how y'all be having telephones now to your ear full of money. Don't think you're gonna be getting that later in life. You know what I'm saying? And the way things are going now, your songs might not be classified as legendary songs and be talking to radio interviewers 20 years later. You know what I'm saying? So get that money and get the hell on.
Yep. So I'm going to go ahead and let Nellyville go ahead and take over. But you know what the thing that we could do for your music, if you doing shows, man, send it us our way. We'll help promote it, do our part. You know, it's all about the love and, you know, keep yourself and your family safe. And once again, appreciate you blessing, you know, the world with your blessed talent. It's DJ Seven.
I appreciate you, Seven.
All right, so MC Shan, we appreciate you for stopping through. You so mad dope. Man, you know I'm going to promote you. I want to try to get in your live. When next time you go live and you see me,
what happened? Ethan, what happened? What happened? What happened? Elijah! Let me see you. Elijah, stop messing with your brother. It's okay, Ethan. Go punch him back in the face. You be quiet. Go ahead. Go knock him back. Tell him stop doing that to you. Don't let him roughhouse you, shorty, just because you're smaller than him. It's okay, Hoka Hoka. Elijah, it's all right. You're not bleeding. Relax. Go tell your brother you're sorry. And don't hit him again, because if you do, he's going to hit you back. Nothing. Go ahead. Go tell him you're sorry. Goodbye. That's parenting. I'm sorry if y'all had to hear it that way, but that's what it is.
No, I understand. My grandkids knock on the door, and they be saying, open the door right now, man. It'd be so funny.
All right, but see, a lot of people don't understand that this is my life. And if you're on my Instagram, MC Sham with the number one, you'll see that this is my life every day. I do things with my kids that you don't think. You know, I'm just different. I'm not different. I'm just me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just me.
You already
trying
got the knowledge
of black
itself.
Men. Black men are capable of taking care of their children. That's one of the things that I try and show. You know, and,
right.
And a lot of guys, they come and say, yo, Shan, thank you for that. Because, yo, I need to spend more time with my kids. Because they see me do things with my kids every weekend. I don't care. I don't got no jewelry on my neck. Why? Because that jewelry money I spend on my kids, taking them to have
right.
adventures. Like today,
right.
my kids got a bucket list. Okay, I petted a real buffalo in real life. My daddy took me to pet a buffalo, right?
Wow.
And now the buffalo are extinct, but my children have an experience where they were petting buffaloes and big emus and whatever was coming up to the car today.
Right,
I try and
right.
take my money and give them experiences like that each and every
That's
weekend. So you're always going to find, oh, Shan's where? He's on the boat. He's doing this. Blah, 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 blah. And it's all for
right.
my children to give them something different than what I saw.
Exactly.
And it's not about spending money either. I'm telling y'all, I do this on a budget.
Although my grandkids
need,
love when I take them to the Goodwill. My grandkids, I say you can ball out for $10 at the Goodwill, and they get and I
I'm
be they be so happy.
look, my son, I was always on some. I'm gonna buy you Nikes and get you that. I'll walk through Walmart with my son, and he'll see a pair of sneakers that light up, and it's Monster Truck. Daddy, I want those.
Right.
Yeah. You know, because that ain't what it's about. You know what I'm saying? He liked
right.
the shoes. Go
right.
ahead, get them, Joe.
That's why I vibe with you, Shan, when you on your live. That's why I vibe with you, because we are raising our kids the same. I have raised my kids exactly the way that you have. I appreciate you.
Are you trying to put it in?
No.
Are you trying to put it in a slick way to Shan? You dummy!
No.
I stopped early, and you still having them.
No.
I know. Look, you. So you already know me. You know you open that door, I'ma step in it.
Right.
I might step in a big pile of poo-poo. That's okay, though. I know how to shake my foot real fast.
Well, I appreciate you anyway for doing this show. I love you.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
No doubt. Please give out your social media one more time before you go.
It's MC Sham with a number one at the end of it, and that's the only platform I use is my Instagram because I can't go live. They ban me because of the things that I say, and once you get there, you'll say, oh, he's the family man today, and then tomorrow you'll hear me say some, whoa, did he just say that close to getting
right.
banned from Instagram?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They won't give me a blue check because my mouth is just lethal at times. They don't trust me.
Right. Well, you have yourself a great Saturday. Be good with the kids and stay safe. Thank you so much.
All right, they're about to eat now, and that's the end of it. I appreciate y'all, and thank y'all very much. I'm going to go give me a whistle. One time for your mind, two time for your soul. It's your man Shizzle with a whistle. Ain't nothing standing between you and success but air and opportunity. Let's go get it, y'all.
Hey. And blessings.
All right, I'm out.
All right, everybody, y'all. That was the great NC Shan. We just had that interview. Thank you so much for tuning in. Peace.